Welcome to the Health, Wealth, and Wisdom Podcast. I'm your host, Nicole Hagen, a nutrition coach, entrepreneur, food freedom expert, and forever a recovering disordered eater. I am here to help you own your enoughness, find your very own food freedom, and achieve your health and wellness goals in a way that gives more than it takes. Each week, I will provide you with insight and inspiration surrounding no-nonsense nutrition, mindset, motivation, body image, confidence, and other wellness wisdom. Welcome back to episode 3. And today I want to talk to you about something that is extremely taboo. And that is, if I ditch diet culture, can I still lose weight? There seems to be this paradox that I either have to subscribe to this list of rules created by diet culture if I want to lose weight. Otherwise, I have to accept where I'm at, accept how my body looks and feels and performs, and just learn to be okay with it. And I don't know about you, but I'm not okay with that. I do not think we have to settle for complacency. Now, let's talk about diet culture first. Ditching diet culture is something I talk a lot about, and I want to make sure that we're on the same page about what that means. Ditching diet culture is essentially throwing away the idea that progress is linear. Now, you might have heard this before. Progress is not linear. Certainly, if you work with me, you've heard it. But when we hear the word progress, and it's everywhere, right? Progress over perfection. Did you take your progress photos? I want to see, you know, progress on that barbell back squat. Whatever it might be, you have this word in the back of your brain. And when you hear progress, that means to most of us being better today than I was yesterday, right? And while I think it's well-intentioned, that gives us this very linear picture of progress. Every day I'm a little better and I keep working up and up and up towards my goal, right? And I'm here to say that progress doesn't work like that. So if you've ever tried to reach a fat loss goal or even a goal in the gym or even something within your family system, you have tried to improve and reach a goal, you know that it doesn't get better day after day after day. There are some days where everything just goes completely haywire, right? Like you have just done everything you were taught to do, and yet the scale is up when you wanted it to go down. And yet you're feeling really weak and you wanted to add more weight to the bar in the gym. Sometimes we do everything right and progress doesn't mean that we're better today than we were yesterday. And diet culture preaches that. If you do X, Y, and Z, if you follow this prescriptive set of rules, you will continue to become better and better and better. Now, the trend, yes, you're improving, but failure has to be built into the process. Progress does not happen without failure. And I'll talk a little bit more about that later on, but I just want you to know that ditching the notion of diet culture means ditching the notion that progress is linear, because sometimes it's just going to suck. Ditching diet culture also means that we are throwing out the idea that the one-size-fits-all approach works for anyone, because it doesn't. I just sent out a newsletter yesterday, and if you're not already subscribed to my Nutrition Coaching with Nicole newsletters, you absolutely should be. I send them out every Monday morning so you can start your week off with a little inspiration. So head on over to my website, nutritioncoachingwithnicole.com, and sign yourself up. But yesterday's newsletter was talking about if you were going to the doctors. Something was off, you weren't feeling your best, and you needed some help, right? As sometimes happens. So you make an appointment, You get there, you check in with the front desk, you sit your ass in the waiting room for what feels like forever, and then you finally get in to see your doctor. This moment you've been waiting for. And you don't even get to see her, right? Like the nurse comes in first and they take, you know, your blood pressure and they ask you how you're doing. But then the doctor comes in, right? This person you've been anticipating her arrival. And she says, okay, well, here's what worked for my last patient. So why don't you give that a try? I'm sorry, what? You're not going to ask me what I'm feeling? Like, what are my symptoms? Who was your last patient? Were they experiencing the same thing I was experiencing? Like, who are they? Are they even anything? Do they have anything in common with me? You're asking yourself these questions. You would never stand to be lumped in with everybody else without first being asked, how are you feeling? What seems to be the problem? How would you like to feel? How can we make this problem better? Right? Like even thinking about that probably feels crazy because you would never ever settle for that. And yet that's exactly what we subscribe to when we subscribe to diet culture. Hey, this worked for one person. Hey, this worked for someone else. So I don't know what you're feeling or what your body's doing or anything about you, but I want you to subscribe to this. That is diet culture at its finest. And I think the analogy really brings it home, illustrating just how completely nonsensical that is. So ditching the one-size-fits-all approach, but then maybe most importantly, ditching the frustration, the disappointment, the guilt, and the shame that comes with not subscribing to this particular set of rules. So I know you can relate to this. You have started a diet, irrelevant as to what diet that is, and you're given a set of rules. Eat this, not that. All of those foods are off limits. You can eat this. Maybe you should be juicing. Eliminate all fats or eliminate all carbs. Like, it doesn't matter. But it's so restrictive, and eventually you start feeling more deprived than you do successful. So it has an expiration date. This happens all the time. All diets work until we stop doing them, right? And we will stop doing them because they are not sustainable. But then when we fall off the wagon or we stop subscribing to those set of rules, we feel terrible about ourselves. I couldn't do it. I failed. This must not have been the diet for me, so I have to keep looking. Can you relate to that? I know I can. Then you're in this really negative, dark space. Like, oh, I've failed again. Gosh, like, why do I even try? Maybe I should just be happy here. Right? Like, maybe I should just figure out how to accept where I'm at and what my weight is and how I feel. Like, maybe this is as good as it gets. And that is diet culture at its finest. Because I don't know if you're aware of this, my friends, but it is a billion-dollar industry. So when we feel like that, those feelings of frustration, disappointment, guilt, and shame, guess who benefits? Hello, diet culture. Because we can only wallow in that negative space for so long. Nobody wants to stay there until we hop on the next fad. Oh, hey, wait. Susie down the block is doing keto and she's been really successful, so I'm going to jump on board. Takes us directly back to the patient-doctor analogy, right? Because it worked for her, it must work for me. This is it. This is the secret. This is the magic pill. We know it doesn't exist. We know that's a fairy tale, and yet we continue subscribing to it. Because that's exactly what diet culture wants. So we're stuck in this all or nothing cycle of restricting, feeling really good about ourselves for a hot second, not being able to subscribe to the set of rules, then binging because we feel really deprived. Then we end up feeling terrible about ourselves because we failed. We're feeling kind of gross. And you can see how the whole cycle continues over and over again. welcome to diet culture. And so many of us blindly follow this without stopping to question, why am I subscribing to this thing? Why do I live my life this way? It's not serving you. I know that. Certainly never served me. We subscribe to it because it's all we've ever known. I sometimes work with adolescent females and young adults, and this is conditioned. Whether mom had an influential part in your relationship with food, whether it was a sister, whether it was a friend, whether someone bullied you at school, we are conditioned to subscribe to this culture from a very early age. So I want you to hear me when I say, it is not your fault that you are subscribing or have subscribed to diet culture. Nope, not your fault. But it is your responsibility to do something about it. And that's why we're at where we are today. Because yes, to answer today's question, yes, you can lose weight without diet culture. And I'm going to go one step further and argue that you can be happier, healthier, and more content doing so. Now, I am going to preface that by saying it looks very, very different. Can I lose weight without diet culture? Yes, absolutely, 100% you can. But it looks different. There are going to be days where you are not better today than you were yesterday. Maybe it's a season of life that you're in. Maybe you have an aging parent, a sick child, a work emergency. I don't know what it is. But if we're measuring things linearly, it is going to look like you have slidden back. That's part of the process. Failure is part of progress. You will not always be better each and every day. And that's okay. I often tell my clients, I don't care about any single progress measurement. So whether a client is tracking weight, whether she's tracking girth measurements or progress photos or habit compliance or energy level, the list goes on and on. I don't care about any single progress measurement. I think of it as a dot on a dot chart. Any single dot means nothing, right? There's always going to be outliers. There's always going to be anomalies. But what is the trend doing? If you looked 6 months ago, are you making better choices now than you were then? Are you seeing progress now compared to where you were then? If the answer is yes, that is progress. Even if we have days where you feel like everything is going wrong, we're ditching the guilt, we're ditching the shame that comes along with that, and we're just accepting the fact that failure is a part of progress. We can learn from it to keep ourselves moving forward, but sometimes we're just gonna have days where we feel stuck. And setting ourselves up with an expectation that every day is going to be better and I'm gonna keep moving up and up and up towards my goal just sets us up for disappointment. That doesn't mean, ditching diet culture doesn't mean I have to just learn how to be okay with where I'm at. Now, let me say, if you are okay with where you're at, then be okay. If after you stop subscribing to diet culture, you realize, hey, I actually like the body I'm living in. I don't care about my weight. I feel good. I can say yes to every opportunity that crosses my path. I love how I feel, perform, and look. Then own that. If that is how you feel, nothing else matters. Hard stop. If, however, even after subscribing to diet culture, you have a feeling of, I would like to feel better. I don't want to be as out of breath when I walk up the stairs or play with my kids. I want to feel more confident and comfortable when I button up my skinny jeans. I would like to feel more positive about my body when I look in the mirror naked, or when I'm with my husband or my wife. If that's how you feel, then let's run hard after progress. But we don't need diet culture to do that. You can accept your body where it's at accept what it does and how it works and what an amazing miracle it is, because it is a miracle, and still want to change it. So long as you are the one who wants to change it, not because diet culture says you should look a certain way or says you should fit into a certain size, but because you freaking want to be there. And I would even argue that it comes down to no number. It comes down to a feeling. How do you want to feel? Who do you want to be when you reach that place? And if you don't feel like you're there yet, that's okay. You can still lose weight and run after that goal without diet culture. Might seem a little funky if you've subscribed to this culture for a lifetime, for several decades, right? Because your behavior, your thought process has been conditioned. But I am telling you, live proof here, myself, it can be done. Growing up, I, after high school, got into modeling a little bit. I'll just tell you a quick story about how diet culture shaped me. And in high school, I never cared about what I ate, right? I was always active on a lot of sports teams, never had to worry about diet. I ate what I wanted. I stopped when I was satisfied, and I had a hell of a time. And that was the best, because I wasn't consumed with thoughts of food. I wasn't worried about body insecurity. But high school ends, I started dabbling in modeling. I did a photo shoot with an international photographer, and at this point, I was probably the leanest and lightest I had been of my high school career. I think maybe like 120 pounds, but weight is irrelevant, right? It's all very subjective. And this photographer, after shooting with me for hours, looked at me and said, "You could go global if you lost 10 pounds. Here I am, an extremely impressionable 17-year-old. And I just heard that I could have my face plastered all over the world if I lost 10 pounds. So what do you think I wanted to do? Of course, I wanted to subscribe to a set of rules so that I could whittle my body down and be successful, because that was what the world was telling me I had the potential to be if I lost 10 pounds. Thankfully, I had an amazing mother who looked at me and said, essentially, no way in hell, right? She doesn't subscribe to swearing, but she essentially said, no way. That's not healthy for you, and you know it. So I moved on from that. But then, as you all know, in college, for a variety of reasons, but mostly because trauma is real, and food is, I don't want to say an easy way to cope with stressors and trauma and emotions, but it's an accessible way to cope with it. We have to eat multiple times a day, and it's easy to manipulate our food choices, whether that's overeating or undereating or disordered eating. It doesn't matter. But I had no skills to cope with the trauma of my brother suffering from drug use. And so I struggled, and that became an eating disorder. And I'm not gonna lie to you, in the back of my brain, there was always this little voice that thought, you've gotta lose that 10 pounds. You've gotta prove to the world that you can do that. So I did. I went on to lose 10 pounds, 20 pounds, and became extremely ill. And at that point in my life, I felt so sick that modeling was, you know, off the table. It wasn't even something I was interested in. But I did it. I did it, damn it. Like, I lost all this weight. I subscribed to the rules, and I was worthy now. I didn't feel that way, but that's what diet culture told me. If you lose X number of pounds, you will be worthy. And I know so many of you have heard that and have felt that in your own lives. It didn't work. It never works. So yes, you can lose weight without diet culture, but it cannot happen without also working on body acceptance. And so often with my clients, I see that as we work on body acceptance and self-love, I almost cringe when I say that because I think loving ourselves, it feels lofty for a lot of us. So the first goal should be just learning how to like ourselves. And maybe that's where you're at, liking your body as opposed to hating it. Don't go to body positivity and feel like you have to feel great about every curve and dimple and stretch mark. I think that's a little unrealistic, but body acceptance and learning how to like and appreciate and respect your body. When we run after that, fat loss happens as a result. It is so much easier because creating positive change from a place of hate and disgust, I don't know about you, but I can't think of one time that that actually worked and stuck. But creating change out of a place of love and respect and acceptance, now I know what my body is capable of. Now I know how my body feels when it's operating at its best. Now I know how I feel when I can say yes to every opportunity that crosses my plate, whether it's hiking or whether it's setting a PR in the gym or whether it's getting on the floor and playing with my grandchildren. It doesn't matter. But when we choose acceptance over body hate and over shame and over disgust, now we have learned how to invest in what feels like our best selves. And then we build these healthy habits around it. What behaviors do I have to execute in order to feel my best self, in order to have the body I want to have? Because it allows me to feel and perform and look my best. Running hard after that feels so much easier than subscribing to an unrealistic set of rules that just ends in shame. So yes, you can lose weight without diet culture, but it looks very, very different. Instead of subscribing to that list of rules, you have to investigate. You have to explore what does your body feel like when you do X, Y, and Z, as opposed to listening to these rules and depriving yourself and eating only 1,200 calories a day and exercising every day. How does your body feel when you care for it instead of punish it? Then you have to experiment. Okay, well, I think it feels better when I eat more vegetables and don't worry about calories as much. Then we try. We might fail. We might find out, hey, this didn't work for me. Hey, this doesn't work because my work stress gets in the way. Or this doesn't work because I'm never sitting down to dinner. I'm always running kids from place, you know, to place. We're going to fail, but we can learn from that failure and then we have to try again. So I'm not going to lie to you. The process is hard. But this process is the only process that actually develops progress that lasts. It's not going to be linear. There are going to be days where you feel like everything sucks and nothing's going right. Does that mean we've fallen off the wagon? Hell no. It's a part of the process. So if you feel like you're at a place where you are ready to ditch diet culture, I'm tired of subscribing to this set of rules because it worked for someone else, and I'm ready to figure out what my body needs, what my unique and individual body needs, then we can work to make that happen. You are in the right place. If that's something that you're interested in, truly, fill out a coaching application. Go to my website and fill out a coaching application because you don't have to continue to be a victim to diet culture. It's not your fault that you're there. But it is your responsibility to do something about it. Thank you for listening to this episode of the Health, Wealth, and Wisdom Podcast. If you like what you heard today, be sure to rate, review, and subscribe, and then head on over to nutritioncoachingwithnicole.com where you can sign up for my weekly emails where I send out my favorite tips, tricks, advice, and support every single Monday morning to help you kick your week off right. Thanks for listening. Until next time.